Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. My first guest today, longtime friend and one of my favorite economists, the managing director for the Results for Development Institute, that is Marty Mackinnon. Hello, Marty. How are you?
I'm great. I'm not sure what kind, whether I should consider it a compliment to be one of your favorite economists.
Well, it's a short list, you know.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you a little bit about the extension of the tax cuts, not just, as some people thought, for the middle class and lower class, but also across the board for the top 2%. And along with that went some unemployment insurance extensions and some other things that were thrown into the mix. What's your overall take of this, and what does it mean to the economy?
I think it's a good thing for the economy. Of course, like almost anybody else, I'd quibble over the exact content. It's not my ideal,
right,
but I think it's something that we should do and that the economy needs it.
All right. What is the best thing about this proposal?
The payroll tax suspension, 2% less payroll tax for all of 2011.
All right. What is the thing that bothers you the most about it?
Well, it's kind of a tie between those continuing the tax breaks for the very rich, like me, and I'm not very rich, but I'm rich enough to benefit a little bit from it, and the institution of an estate tax, but that an estate tax that doesn't kick in until you have over $5 million in your estate.
How many people does that affect?
Very few. Very, very few.
All right. In terms of the tax for the top 2%, what does that particular extension mean in terms of the deficit, and how do we deal with that?
Well, it means that the deficit will be much bigger, not as big as the deficit effect of extending tax cuts for 98%, but that should be sort of to be expected. But it's like one-fourth as big as extending the in terms of its impact on the deficit as the tax breaks for the 98%. So
you can make the argument that extending the tax breaks for the 98% in this economy is a necessary evil or something that would have to be done under any circumstances. But is it an impossible argument to make that extending those tax cuts for the top 2% is a good thing, or does the idea that that money would somehow trickle down into the economy hold up?
It will. Some of it will trickle down into the economy, but giving tax breaks to lower-income people is a much more effective way of getting money to trickle in, because the middle- and lower-income people will spend almost all of it. The richer people will save most of it. And the best way to get money into the economy is the part of this plan that extends unemployment insurance, because, of course, unemployed people are going to spend every nickel that they get, and they need it.
What about the idea that people should be able to find a job in this economy? I heard the other day Jim DeMint was talking about maybe making unemployment insurance a loan that will encourage people to get jobs. I don't know many people who are unemployed voluntarily.
Yeah, that's just crazy. There just aren't jobs out there. I mean, there are a few jobs, but there are 10 seekers for every job. So that's just a completely wrong argument to make at this time. If unemployment were 5%, then there might be something to it. But when it's almost 10%, almost twice as high as what's considered to be kind of the minimum you can get to, that's just a crazy argument.
Marty Mackinnon, Managing Director of the Results for Development Institute in Washington, our guest on Ebling and You. Marty, you talk about 5%, and that number jumped out at me the other day. I heard it said that 5% of those with college degrees are unemployed. Mm-hmm. But the reason that the number is at 9.8% isn't just an economic consideration. It's that we have an education and training lapse here, and that it's almost impossible to project that we're going to have anything close to the employment levels we want until we have people with suitable skills.
Yeah, well, there's something to that. So there is a little bit of a mismatch between the people who want jobs and the jobs that there are. And that mismatch will become more important as the unemployment rate goes down. And we should be making bigger investments in education now. So that's another good way we could spend money now, would be on improving our education system. But instead we're giving tax breaks to the very rich and estate tax breaks to the very rich.
You are an economist. You're not a political strategist necessarily. Mm-hmm. But in terms of what was possible here, President Obama said that this was a best-case scenario and wasn't going to get better after the new Congress was seated. Do you think that this was the best that could be done, or should there have been an all-out lobbying campaign be made and pressure brought to bear so that these tax cuts on the top 2% did not kick in the way they're going to?
Well, I think the people voted Republican in a big way, and
right.
The Republicans want to give those tax breaks to the rich.
Right.
That's what the people voted for. So
elections have consequences, right?
Yeah. Unfortunately, this looks like maybe not absolutely the best that could have been done, but maybe as close as you can hope for in a political situation. And that's what the people voted for. I'm puzzled as to why people think that the rich need a break now, but that's what they voted for.
It's interesting that President Obama is being criticized by people on both sides, especially from his own party, the progressive wing, very unhappy with this. And if you go back to the campaign, he was pretty adamant that he was going to do away with this, but I guess political realities come into play.
Yeah, political realities come into play, and you know, when he's being criticized both by the extreme of both left and right, you can figure that it's pretty close to the best deal for the middle.
Marty Makinen, Managing Director, the Results for Development Institute, and he is my favorite economist. The only thing I ever criticize him on is his choice of basketball teams. Marty, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Okay. Take care, Jack.
All right.